good day to all cherished listeners, and welcome again to the Carpenter's Corner Studio. This is a final edition, and today we want to find out from people how they see the carpentry business, how it has evolved over the years, and would they even advise being it a family member or any other person to get involved into this business, and if yes, the reason behind it, and if not, to possibly give reasons about it as well. So we went on the streets of Accra and we got people's opinion about this. We got them to talk to us, as to tell us how they've seen or how they see the carpentry business, and how it has evolved over the years, and even if they were going to advise a family member to get involved into this. So let's go listen to them and we will come back again.
I think that, I mean, arguably, even the Bible says that whatever you find your hands to do, you do it diligently. Equally, I think that carpentry work is good business, if you ask me. Whether the youth should go into carpentry work, absolutely, I think so. You see, in any country or in any space, you work according to your strength. What do I mean by your strength? Ghana is a country that has a large natural forest reserve. We have a lot of trees in Ghana. It's about how you package or how you brand the carpentry business. We've seen guys like Kugas Furniture, 37th, or is it 27th December? And they're doing well. Furniture City, they are not like your normal roadside carpenters, but they're doing well. Because you see, as we would like to accept the fact that branding, communication, and marketing adds a different outlook to any business. People sell common food, and others sell KFC and papaya. It's all food they're selling. It's the same food, but the prices are different. It's because the branding is different. So for me, I think it's a good idea.
So I think carpentry is actually a good job, because without them, we won't have maybe furniture and stuff to sit on. So I think it's all about passion, because you can't do something that you don't have any passion about. This thing be at trade fair. It's called, yes, Kogas, thank you. They sell their sofas and stuffs over there like that. But someone is selling it at another place, but maybe it's at a lower price. So I feel like if you really want to do it, just don't look at how the, or maybe it was initially that people see carpentry as like, it's for people who are not educated. It's all about how you put it out there and how you put yourself. Yes. So that's all, like, it's your passion. If you have the passion for it, don't look at what somebody is doing. So if you feel like you won't do it, do it. But make sure you brand yourself in a different way. If you have the passion for it, yeah, I would advise you do it. And after that, you brand yourself in a different way for people to purchase your products or your goods. Yes, thank you.
Carpentry work is good business. It's about how you package or how you brand the carpentry business. We've seen guys like Kugas Furniture, 37th, or is it 27th December? And they're doing well. Furniture City, they are not like your normal roadside carpenters, but they're doing well. Because you see, as we would like to accept the fact that branding, communication, and marketing adds a different outlook to any business. People sell common food, and others sell KFC and papaya. It's all food they're selling. It's the same food, but the prices are different. It's because the branding is different. The effort that goes into making sure that this is a brand is different. So I feel that the youth of Ghana, I mean, those who are excited about the whole idea of going into woodwork and carpentry, can go into it. It's all about making sure that the necessary things that separate Efokoku from 37th December, you put in the work. If you're able to do that, why not? So for me, I think it's a good idea. Are you okay?
All right, so welcome back. And as it's always done, I am not here alone. I have people joining me here to help in the discussion. So fast forward, I have my usual guest here, Nkrumah, Johnson, Anita, and Emmanuel Ajo Amuzu, and Brenda Kafui Champo. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here once again.
All right, ladies. So we went on the streets of Accra and we got people's opinion on how they see the carpentry job, how it has evolved over the years, and would they even advise the youth to go into it? We all heard what they said. What's your take on that, Anita?
Okay, personally, the carpentry business is a very good one. I would advise the youth out there because looking at the rate at which social vices are on the increase, if they all go into carpentry, at least we won't hear anything like they cut off this person's head, this person stole this from this place, and a whole lot of other stuff. Look at the rate at which bad things are going on out there. So my advice to the youth is they should rather look into carpentry, if not only carpentry, cry, anything they can do with their hand to fetch money. Okay. And I would advise them to go into carpentry because now they are advanced in technologies. Mm-hmm. Now we have things that will help you screw something. It doesn't need too much strength. Okay. You just get the equipment and you're good to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you believe it's a good initiative?
It's a very good thing. I'm going to advise my children, my cousins, everybody's going to join. Even me, I'm going to join.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Ella, are you also going to join?
Charlie. That energy I don't have. But now with technology, everything is becoming simple.
Yeah.
With technology, you can cut woods now. Like, very simple. You don't have to use the chainsaw to be doing the shoo. Uh-huh. So you see. So I would say, as I heard everybody saying, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Totally,
it's also a good thing.
Right now, everything you need is a handy job. Even if you have all the degrees, all the certificates in the world, a handy job won't hear. Totally.
Yeah.
Right now, when you're going to look for a job, it's very, very difficult.
Okay.
Because, Charlie.
So you need a school.
Hey, Brenda. You get top up for me.
Oh, okay. For me, okay. I would say I support all what was said or that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for technology, I think, yeah, these days everything about what we do or anything that we do, it's about technology one way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, in almost everything you do, there's a sign of technology, or you get what I'm trying to say? Uh-huh. So me, I think it's a good idea though, like,
yeah.
That's my take on it.
Okay.
When you have a handy job, you have everything now.
Okay.
Searching for a job is very difficult now. So with the certificates and other things, it's not really needed. See, when you have a handy job, you can even do it at home. So with a carpentry job, no, it's superb. I'll just recommend it to everyone. Even my cousins, my sisters, if they want, they can do it, Charlie. If I get scared, I can even go and work at Anita's shop. Uh-huh. So Anita,
you're that shop,
employ
right?
Me. Oh, employ me. Them
for
Anita. Yeah,
here's
school.
Now, in your 3 years, no more someone fired. Me, now they say the shop, no. Yeah, but when you're in many troubles, this is some coffee, go somewhere.
Let's say.
No, 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 no.
Then
say actually, yeah, me call. But
boy, but I'm not going to see where it's now.
Oh wow. Yes. I think all have been said. Yes, it's really, really a good initiative. In our second episode, we spoke with a lady carpenter, and it's amazing. Now ladies are also getting involved in stuff like this, and it's really commendable. Yes. So I believe we all are students, and my advice to the youth out there is that don't wait for a white collar job. Someone will graduate with a certificate, and because maybe the person came out with a first class degree, something, the person feels like, okay, it's a responsibility for a particular organization to employ me. No. If you have something on your fingertips, you can also get involved do something for yourself and fetch money. Nowadays, people with even PR certificate, like PR practitioners, because they are not getting the job, they are now cooks now. An example is a guy called Kese something. Is it Kese Asante or Kese Kujo Asante? He's now a cook, but he's a PR practitioner. Like, he graduated as a PR person, but he doesn't have the job. He does not have the means. So are you going to say that because you don't have it, you are going to fold your arms and wait for whatever thing that is? No, it's not possible. So yeah, you have something to say, Ella.
Shari, I heard of a KNUST student with first class.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling in traffic.
Okay.
Because it's not funny. No, getting job is very difficult. I know of another person who had first class too. But a man roasting plantain, mm-hmm. Workers' companion.
Wow.
Yeah.
This reminds me of a certain guy who completed Legon. Uh-huh. First class.
Okay.
Because during his childhood, he was following his father to the site, mm-hmm. nailing rules and all those stuff. Because he doesn't have a job, now what he does is, He wait for the time, this time that SHS students will be going to school and all, he will do this drawing board, susu box. The guy has now, he has a shop. Now, the shop is all woodworks. So I was like, hey, but you went to Legon, so how? Or see me, if you don't have a handwork, what thing you gain now?
Yeah, sure.
But this one, now I'm chopping quince.
So
and you could see that, yes, it's true. He even gave me 50 cedis to even buy a sugar cane.
See that? Anita, let...
Sugar cane,
yeah. Oh, you spent it already. Yeah. I wanted us to share.
So 50 cedis.
Okay, ladies. So, having said everything, I got your point and it's been explained properly. But I personally want to find out, have you ever had that feeling that... Have you ever felt empty? Empty in the sense that you felt like it has always been education and you have nothing else to show aside your certificate. Has it ever happened to you before? Ella, are you sharing?
All right. So with me, it has never happened or it has never occurred to me before that I'm just having my certificate, not anything hand, like not a handy job. But sometimes with school, you feel stressed up, like you feel tired of school, like and you write exams and get E. And be like, this thing, if I'm doing a handy job like carpentry anchor, like I won't get E, like I won't be getting E. I'll just be progressing. I'll even earn something, like as a money, earn something. But with school, you're just going and Charlie. But sometimes I think about it and I'm like, so what if I grow and I don't get any job to do with my certificate.
Mm-hmm.
What will I be doing next?
So now, have you planned on doing something now?
If Anita only open her carpentry shop, I'll join. I'll join Anita. So Anita, please, my hope.
All eyes on you, Anita. Yes. Anita, share your experience with us.
Experiences, they are many, but due to the time factor, I would like to share a little. You see, when I started school, it got to a time, you know, things weren't going as it is, and I have to do everything on my own. Do you understand? I have to do everything on my own. So I came to realize, why not look for a handy job that I'll be doing as a side job, then be schooling at the same time. My friends were like, oh, we just school now, go ahead. I didn't need to say back. A concentrated mind is never is. Say, oh, we don't do things that way. If you can combine the two and still move forward, so now I said no. Then let me stop the school. So I said no. I won't stop. Then rather I would defer. So I tried talking to few people. So I tried talking to people that can help me get the necessary documents and other stuff to defer. So I told my mom this my opinion on what is really going on, and my mom was like, wait, you, I will help you with this semester. When you end it, then we see the way forward. So when we vacated, I was like, why not go and learn something? So my auntie is a cook. So I was like, okay, then I need to learn something since my auntie is a cook and I have a friend who is into beef making. So then I started going. So then I started going for the training. Today, when I get a list, I go into the beast making. When I get a small time, I go into the pastry making. If my auntie has others, I go with her. We go and prepare everything. So later on, I was like, no, let me do some small online business to see whether things will go on well with me. Because after a week's time, school will resume. So what I did was, I did this flyer, pastry, and this slippers. So what I do is, the slippers, I post online. When you like the style you want, I just do it for you. I deliver, I take my money. So I got many customers that the orders were too much for me to handle, like combining the school. But this business has really taken me far. It has fetched me money. So I will advise everybody to get something, even if you are a student, a permanent worker in a company or something. See, un sanwejuma en free un sada. I can decide to stop the school because now I have a shop. I have a shop and I can train people who are really just that now they are new styles. I have to go to a training center and get a new style lens. That's all, but I'm good to go. I'm fine. This work has really helped me. So I would advise everyone to also get a handy job. Thank you.
You're welcome. Brenda, share with us.
Anyways, sometimes I also feel like getting a handiwork also. I tried, but you see, sometimes before you learn these handiworks, you have to pay your madam, do this, and like maybe hairstyling and all those things. You have to pay for form, buy all those kind of things. And at the moment, I've not been able to gather money to start all those kind of things. But actually, I'm planning to start, because I think if you check now, you see that most graduates, even those with those first class and all that, they are not having jobs. They are going about looking for jobs, and most of them end up doing bad things because you need money, you need to eat, you need to live and all that. So me, I think getting a handiwork, it's actually good. It's actually a good idea because you'll be able to earn something, and then you won't end up doing anything bad because you need the money and all that.
So in a nutshell, we are all saying that a handy job is a very good thing, and yes, those that have passion for carpentry should go in for that. Those that have passion for any other handy jobs too should also go in for that as. So the youth out there, our advice is to get something aside school. School is very good. When you have education, you'll be able to defend yourself in business. So it's a very good initiative. But aside that, to get something else to do so that you don't find yourself wanting, just in case you don't get a job in this country. I would like to thank you ladies for coming and for joining me in the discussion. Yes, it's been you from the very first day. And I really, really appreciate your presence here. I think my cherished listeners, yes, our cherished listeners, for listening to us and for always choosing the Carpenter's Corner Studio. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming. I have here with me Emmanuela Ajo Amuzu, Brenda Kafui Jampo, and Anita Nkrumah Johnson. Thank you, ladies. All right, it's been a wonderful day having all of you here with me. Yes, those that listen at home, those that were with me here in the studio, I will say a very big thank you for being here with me. Yes, without you, I wouldn't have been able to do this alone. So I will say thank you. That's been you from the very first day we started till now. And as your regular host will tell you, please cover this reel. It's still in the system. Max up wherever that you're going. I need you alive. I want to see you smile. Until then, it's a goodbye for now. Stay happy and live life. Peace out.